Good morning, Sam. Thanks for having me.
Tell us, first of all, you are, is it Atlanta you're in now?
I am in Atlanta, yes.
All right. And what is Cope Caribbean?
Cope Caribbean is a conference for business women, and it's all about skill building. We'll have topics such as how to get organized, how to manage your time, computer tips and tricks in the Microsoft Office suite. We're doing customer satisfaction, wealth building, disorganized thinking, and we're also doing on search engine optimization, how to get your business found online. So we said it's for women, but of course the guys are invited. But we find that women come to training more than men. We don't know why.
Well, it's kind of like church and PTA meetings too.
Yeah, do men think they already know everything, or I don't know why.
Well, maybe that should be one of the subjects of the Cope Caribbean seminar.
Right, yeah. Right. But, why don't the men come?
Well,
so that's August the 19th.
August 19th, and now where is it going to be here? St. Thomas?
Yes, St. Thomas at Nitschke Center. Mm-hmm. And we'll start at 7:30, and we'll go for networking and that kind of thing until 7 o'clock in the evening.
How do people know? How will people learn of how to be a part of this this seminar on basically? I guess it's on some of the basics and fundamentals of successful entrepreneurship.
Yes, it's the conference website is copecaribbean.com, and if they can't remember that, just type Caribbean Conference St. Thomas in Google, and they will find the website. But it's August the 19th, all day training, but most of all, the event is free.
Well, but now, who conducts these seminars, and is it restricted to certain regions, or is this a national or international effort to promote the abilities of women and others to be successful entrepreneurs?
Right now, our focus is women in the Caribbean. I'm a speaker. I'm a professional speaker, so I travel internationally anyway. But we wanted to focus on the Caribbean. We have Yvette Delabank, who lives on St. Croix.
She can do it. I can do it.
Our partner. And so that just worked out great. And the Small Business Development Center and your Department of Labor gave us the money to make it happen.
Mm-hmm. So you do this. You do this all over the place where there's an interest on the part of small business people primarily to sort of tighten up their management skills and take advantage of all of the tools that are out there to. To basically run an efficient business and not have to spend money and resources unnecessarily.
Exactly. And it's also for professional women as well, because no matter what you do for a living, you can use tips and tricks in PowerPoint or Outlook, or if you're in business, you do want to get found online, but you might be doing a family reunion, or you might be doing something at your school that you need people on the web to find it. So it applies to everybody, all business people.
What do you find in your line of work? What do you find are the most, some of the more persistent obstacles to women in particular, women in business, owners?
I'm so glad you asked me that. A lot of it, well, of course, the poor planning, and that's why the Small Business Development Center is so important, because they will help you with the business planning. But once you get past that, it's the day-to-day. I'm a personal productivity expert. I help people get organized. We'll talk a lot about that at the conference, how to get rid of clutter and set up systems so that you can get your work done without wasting any time. The processes and procedures, people don't look at their processes. If you have to do something more than 3 times, you need to figure out a system for getting it done so that your business or your project can go on whether you're there or not. You can't run your business or do your job and everything is in your head. And then the technology. People will invest in the technology, but they don't bother to learn it. And so,